Chapter 12, The Islamic Invasion. Just west of the Frankish Empire, another tribe of barbarians had settled down in the land of Spain. The Visigoths had once stormed through the ancient world, creating havoc and spreading terror. But now they too had a kingdom of their own. They had adopted Roman customs, they had become Christians, and they had a king. But when their king died suddenly, the Visigoths quarreled over who would be king next. Some of them wanted the king's sons to rule. But the strongest nobleman insisted that a warrior named Rodrigo would be a better king. They put Rodrigo on the throne and forced everyone to accept him. The sons of the dead king were furious. They wanted to rule, so they sent messengers down to North Africa and asked the great fighter Tariq bin Ziyad to bring his armies up and help them drive Rodrigo out. That was a big mistake. You see, Tariq was a Muslim commander, and his armies were the armies of the Islamic Empire. Do you remember how the Islamic Empire began? Followers of Muhammad, who preached that Allah was the one true God, took over the cities of Mecca and Medina. Then they took over most of Arabia. Then they attacked the Byzantine Empire and took some of its land. They conquered Egypt and then they spread across North Africa, just beneath the Mediterranean Sea. They built holy cities in North Africa, and they added 12,000 North African men called Berbers to their army. One of these Berber men was Tariq. He was only a slave. But when the Islamic armies captured Tariq's hometown, he converted to Islam and joined the conquerors. He fought willingly in the front lines of every battle. Soon Tariq's bravery became known to his commanding officers. He was promoted again and again until he became a general. Under Tariq's leadership, the Islamic army charged through the rest of North Africa, all the way over to the city of Tangier. Tangier sits right at the edge of the Mediterranean Sea, the sea that looks like a flying duck. Tangier is on the beak of the duck, and just across the water is Spain. Once Tariq and his forces were in Tangier, it was a very short trip over to Spanish land. So when Tariq got a message inviting him into Spain, he was happy to oblige. But he didn't go over to Spain to help the king's sons get their throne back. He went to capture Spain for Islam. He organized 7,000 fighting men into small groups. One hot May morning, each group got onto a ship. The ship sailed in a long procession across the water to the coast of Spain. Tariq was in the first ship. He leapt over the edge of the ship into the water and waded ashore. He climbed up to the top of a huge rock nearby and watched as each ship came up to the Spanish sand. And as soon as all of his men had come ashore, he ordered, "Burn the ships!" "But, sir," the soldiers cried, "why are you doing this? How will we ever return home?" Tariq glared down at them. "We haven't come here to return," he said. "We will either conquer or perish." And with that, he led his armies into Spain. The Visigoths, divided by their quarrel over the throne, couldn't resist Tariq's fighting men. Soon Rodrigo and the king's sons and the rest of the Visigoths were all under Islamic rule, and Spain remained a Muslim country for many years. Spanish followers of Islam became known as Moors. They built great mosques all across Spain and decorated them with delicate, complicated patterns. They designed magnificent gardens and cool, open buildings for the hot Spanish cities. They planted new crops in Spain, cherries, apples, almonds, and bananas. Cities in Spain became great centers for philosophy, poetry, and music. Spanish mathematicians used the numbers that we still use today. We now call these Arabic numerals. The rock where Tariq stood to watch his ships come in became known as Jabal Tariq, the Mountain of Tariq. Over many years, Jabal Tariq became pronounced Gibraltar. Today, that rocky hill is still known as the Rock of Gibraltar.